DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
Boom.
No, leave meeting.
Yep. Hello, recording.
The trick. It's a trick, everybody. It's fake. Trick. It's a trick. Fake. I'll fake it. It was all cake. It would have always cake.
Fake it till you make it.
Smash that like button.
Well, they can't smash the like button.
Yeah, they don't have a like button.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Right. Always subscribe to the podcast.
So how you been, Fox?
Oh, living the dream. Hurting myself. And, you know, wonderful things. I just busted out the hospital last night.
Oh, yeah?
All the while doing other things. But I did get my iPolo minis in, so I got that going for me.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to do some light reading here.
Woohoo! Nice.
Oh, he's got the Bitcoin standard.
Standard. It's a standard.
Adventures. Rated F. For fucking awesome.
Shut up, Fox. What did the Fox say?
Doge Lord is the Fox.
Yo, donation. It is another FA Friday. What's going on? You got your favorite rambunctious crew on a Friday night. Yo.
What did the Fox say? DCA Adventure is rated F. For fucking awesome.
Says buy Bitcoin, buy it at cost and hodl it.
Damn.
Sorry, that's what the Honey Badger says.
We got a lot of excitement in the bear market, man. It's like usually people are crying. People are crying usually right now. Here we are going.
80% downturn.
You can't like say that too much.
It's like they have.
I'm not making
people,
as
you
much
know,
they
it's like that. It's like that, right? It's like that meme where, you know, it's like it shows all the guys with the nooses around the head and they got the guy at the end crying. And it's like first time.
First time for everything.
So, what's going on, everyone? We got Jason the Tiger Osborne. What's up, my man? Yo. What's going on, Crypto Nico? What up, nerd? High speed miner. What's going on?
FUD. We got that FUD.
FUD.
Right? FUD. FUD. Wise?
FUD.
FUD. Wise? Wise?
Wise?
What up, tech man? What up,
right.
Up?
We're all crypto veterans here. We've all bled few in the market.
A lot of the names that I see in chat, we are all... Ditch.
Once or twice.
We've all seen this, that for all the names in the chat. What up,
Keeper
of the Code?
Long time no see. We've been here the whole time.
I know, right?
Life got in the way of you being here, though.
It's a Friday magic, yo.
Yeah,
that facts. Friday wizardry.
Freaking facts. Heck yeah, man. So,
and what's going on, Robert? We got a new person here.
Yo, what up,
Robert? How's it going?
DBs. He says 07. I don't know. Maybe
that's the salute. That's the salute.
He's like, put another one.
Okay.
007.
I get it now.
HE double hockey stick.
I have never seen a salute before, but now that you say it, it's like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh,
heard that, Keeper of the Code, man. Shit's real every day.
So, man,
a burger in my face.
How is everybody liking this amazing bear market? I'm having so much fun in this bear market.
Like 50-50.
I'll tell you what, though, my DCAs don't change, that's for sure.
I know, right? But the Satoshis do.
They do, like, drastically.
I know.
You figure we'd be used to, like, getting poor, like, for a couple months out of the year, but nope. Never get used to watching your Satoshis go away.
I wrote up like a little article, like a little mining thought, and posted it in the Patreon. Because like so many, like I get a lot of questions of people, you know, they're like, oh my God, Ethereum's going to proof of stake. What are we gonna do? There's nothing else to mine, right? Should I continue buying stuff or should I get out now? And it's like,
you should get out and sell me all your stuff.
If you go into the Patreon, I pretty much got it into the public Patreon, where, you know, not the public. I mean, you got to be a member, you know. So there's that small little paywall.
As long as you're in any tier,
any fucking tier, any tier,
even it's like a dollar is like the most,
right? Donate, you know, the donate tier. You know, it's a dollar. You know, you can get some mining insight, get some. Picking my brain, I'm thinking about kicking something off where I write, you know, a couple of page article, you know, every Friday, have one written up.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh. Put and something to the Patreon.
What is it now? The $100 tier, we have a calendar of Doge Lord coffee banana hammocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Full calendar.
But I will
full
admit,
spread.
You know, I did not participate as much as I wanted to. Gundy, however, did take up about months, you know, 1 through 7.
Oh yeah.
Right. I phoned in a ringer.
I just used a 1 pound bag. Just give me a 1 pound
nice
bag.
Nice keeper of the code. I don't know, man. I was actually
Golden Wolf is like, oh, that's what that email was.
Hey, man, I'm trying to drop some value into the Patreon. This way, it's, you know, gives back to you guys. You know,
yeah, we're all trying to give back to you guys.
Right.
Thanks.
So I will be doing like some you know, maybe some economic updates. Not telling you what you should. It's not going to be any kind of financial advice or anything like that, but yeah, economic updates.
We don't do that here.
You know, it's just going to be data points that I, as a miner, I, as somebody who understands some economics, understands, you know, just kind of share the knowledge that I've been accumulating for the past 4 years with you guys in written form.
A couple of paragraphs out of Nem's head. Some people pay big money for that.
Right? can you cup your mic into your mouth?
Hello.
No.
Or is it
Fox.
Just?
You're talking about
just like. So no, just
hello.
Stuck out. All right. You're so hard to hear.
No. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hard to hear. I didn't know I was hard at hearing. Is it just you, or is it everybody?
Oh, you're
barely
soft,
hear you.
You're soft spoken.
Well, I was saying, like, just
it sounds like you
need
a couple
to swallow
socks.
That microphone.
Over
like,
your
it's
microphone.
Like you're oh, like, you got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Much so better.
Too much. Too much swallowing.
Perfect.
Swallow right. A little less.
Hang on. Close your eyes. It's
just
almost like
the
you're
tip.
Here.
Not the whole thing.
Just the tip.
Right.
Is this thing on?
Yeah,
right.
Just ignore me. My, you know.
It's like now you look goofy.
His,
as all
his,
crap,
his headset, just, his headset just has a heart on. That's all.
It's got a chip. Got a headset, chubby.
Yeah, I don't use this thing.
That's not a chubby. That's a nubby.
I love it. He says, I bought back in the market at about 25%, saving the rest if we dip more, which I believe we will. It's very possible. We've been playing around in this area for a minute. I mean, I'm not a trader, really. I do watch the markets, but I mean, the lowest we should touch is like around 20K. And that was all-time highs last bull cycle. And that's been like the going trend over the past, like, you know, 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's same cycle. With the kind of volume we have in now, like what we did last time, we could, yeah, we could easily like go like,
I don't think it's going to be much more. I think it'll be like that dip off and then rebound.
15 at the least.
Yeah, a dip off and then rebound.
but
it'll skip off of that like it did during the last.
I still personally want Bitcoin to crush some souls and go down to $1,000 just for like a minute.
We all wish. I would sell a lot.
You know how
I need it to be longer than a minute because it.
You need time to sell your car so you can buy it back in. You need
time to like mortgage the house. And,
don't ever do that.
What is this, BitConnect? 3 points.
I'd be like, I'm gonna YOLO at this point. YOLO.
Gotta sell the tips, yeah.
Dude, I couldn't believe like just the when I first heard about that back in the day. People mortgaging their houses for BitConnect. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So I was watching an interview earlier. It was, I think it's like his name is Uncle Crypto. I think it is. He's on Twitch. He does like a little. He's been around for quite a while, but he does TA here and there of like Bitcoin. He's a Bitcoin maxi. But today he had Charlie Lee on, like on his channel for like an interview, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen Charlie in a hot minute. I'm gonna hop up on there and I'm gonna see what this guy's up to. And he was just super laid back, chill talking. And he made a very valid point on that thing. And he was like, well, do you think we'll go below 20? And he goes, no, I don't know. He goes, you know, it's kind of like the gist of the cycles. We shouldn't, you know, we might, you'll see a little below, you know, so we'll get a crazy wick because people will sell off because they think that they're like, oh crap, you know, this is where I got in. This is where I got in last time. I have to get out now. Like, you know, like I'll be at a zero. But he was like, but he doesn't think that it'll last as long because of the amount of volume that's in the market now compared to the last time.
We have a hella dump, man. Yeah, I expect a lot of
volume now.
I expect a lot of people to buy in.
I will say it like this. I mean, if you want to know true conviction, I still have Bitcoin from the all-time high.
Dude, me too.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. This is a long, you know, it's like anybody who's thinking about, oh my God, I crash tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's your high time frame. You're looking at the highest time frame possible. You need to lower your time frame and extend it out.
Yeah, I just thought it was a pretty way to look at it, you know, that we might not see like a 2-year bear, you know, we only might see a few months to a year.
Year over year,
the amount of volume and so much is into crypto
the bear
now,
markets,
like businesses and stuff like that. Like it's a different ball game than what it was last bull run. Like it's a whole different crypto space. And like,
Bitcoin ATM at the gas station.
Right, like it's a whole different ball game. So we might not see it.
Each cycle, the drawback is within margin of each other on the amount of drawback, but the time frame shortens each time.
Yep, it gets a little shorter because there's more and more volume each
well,
time.
Well, that's what they would call a maturing market. Is that as a market matures, the volatility will be there, but it will be less dramatic. I mean, the U.S. dollar has volatility. If you measure outside of the United States, there's volatility.
Yeah, but you really got to hit those printers up on high speed though to make it move.
You have the printer scrolling at full speed.
And even then, you know, you just raise interest.
Right, my printer goes burr. Yo.
Noise.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting to put that into perspective.
Printer goes burr. This is
injection mold.
No,
that's 3D printed, man.
This is 3D printed, my man.
Oh, really?
Let me see if I can get it. There you go. You get a line showing
them layer lines, baby.
Right. So
that was before the meter box started injection molds.
The meter boxes are injection molded, which very cost effective.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have the mold,
and then
for
I put my meter into it. This is Bitcoin orange.
Ooh, but you can 3D print them. You said it was PETG on the bottom?
No, this is all PLA. Yeah. But it's not, you're not generating a lot of heat in here. Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Well, if it starts sinking in on itself, you'll know how to go to ABS next time.
Right.
Yep.
Hey,
I've seen a few of them of just regular PLA.
Do you guys use ABS or PLA?
They weren't lasting.
Hello.
I don't see people use more PLA these days.
This is
PLA and PLA Plus.
Yeah, this is PLA Plus.
Yeah, that one will be a little bit better. But yeah.
Yeah, this has got a higher temperature threshold on it for sure.
I've seen some crazy things where I've seen some get a little warm.
I'm melting.
That's when you're not abiding by my 80% rule and you've got a bad connection that's causing heat generation.
Oh.
I like to plug my TP on the side, not the top. Nice.
Yeah, you got TP for your mobile?
I mean, I agree. I think it looks kind of weird when they're plugged in like that. They look better when they're plugged in at the bottom.
Whoops.
Hey,
I hear an ankle biter.
You need a height. Shush it up there, little puppy. What's
that filament like made out of? Is that like a sugar based filament?
No.
Sugar.
No, that's the convection one he's thinking of. Yeah. They have a convection style. But no.
Yeah, I've seen the PLA ones melt. Yeah, I have too.
PLA will be like I don't know, like take for instance
kind of like polypropylene. Clips.
Yeah, okay. like zip ties and shit like that. And then PETG is like your sports water bottles.
Okay. I was just curious because
ABS is your bumpers and stuff like that on your car.
Not that you want that to be insanely heat resistant, but you kind of do want that. You don't want it to implode when it gets hot.
You can print Kevlar ones. Yeah, you can print carbon nylon,
right? I can do pew pews.
Carbon nylon is super nice, but you gotta
you cannot.
You have to replay. Yeah, no, you cannot.
Frank collar.
No. You have 89 days still.
Oh my gosh. Frank call.
No, it's 89 days until
the 90th morning. Door gets kicked in. What you got over here,
bro? Right. That was the argument. Was like, I'm like, did they ban 3D printers, Walt, when they said that to you?
Yeah. Soon. But yeah, so I don't even know where we are now. That threw me off topic.
I'm an asshole.
Damn it, God.
But the filament stuff, like what you'd have to, like the Kevlar stuff, you have to have like a diamond tip nozzle so it doesn't wear out, because just the filament passing through will expand the tip size a little bit.
Oh, those brass nozzles have no chance whatsoever.
Oh no, man, it'd be like half a line later and you're at 8 millimeters. The
nylon ones, you have to use those ruby nozzles.
You start to pull brass out of it. Like, what
right. The deeper they go. I have like some PLA Plus prints in a truck in Texas heat, and they didn't go so well. Yeah, I bet. That mobile is the one reason why
AC, that's just wrong.
Probably like parts. He probably printed some parts and put them in his truck, and they probably melt them.
Texas heat is the ultimate test.
That's where you want to do
ABS. I've actually seen video of somebody's handle like warping in their hand because it was so hot. Like it the shape was just not staying.
Did you know that
PETG
actually holds up at 150 degrees?
Yeah.
PETG? Yeah, but it can get above that in your car.
No, actually
Texas it can.
You would think so, but there's UV reflectant built into glass, so it's your car's not absorbing as much as what people think. There was a guy that was sitting there taking all the different types of filaments, and they found that
my ABS is like, hold my beer.
ABS.
This is coming from the guy that's never been in the desert.
ABS.
He's got an off night.
Don't been in a desert. Don't be going down.
Actually. Oh.
ABS, PETG.
Don't get a regular cup.
What is it? The carbon fiber film, any of the fiber filaments and stuff carbon like nylon. That. Yeah, the carbon nylon. They all hold up in the heat. PLA is great for just prototyping something. Like, I need to make sure it fits on there, PLA, because it's cheap.
do like a what? What's the thinnest infill you've done for like a test sprint? Like 15%, 20%?
Jeez.
I've gone down to 10%.
Yeah.
Freaking ridiculous.
Like these, this is 15% on this.
Oh, nice. Yeah, man, you stepped that up to like a 55-65%. Like you'd be able to stand on it.
Actually, I can keep the infill down and just I got
a 100% infill Bulbasaur over here. I'd knock you out with it.
I know, right, dude? Oh my god!
I let Nim hold my Bulbasaur when he came over. I was like, "Here you go," and he goes, "Wow!" And I was like, "Yeah, that is solid, solid plastic,
solid resin, dude."
Swollen.
Hey, you can knock someone out with that thing.
Like this thing, this thing is pretty strong, and it's like
12 hours.
Three layer wall of 15% infill.
Not bad. How long did it take?
This one took 2 hours.
Now you just need to stack a bunch of them up and just do a bunch of them at the same time.
Yeah. I'm actually in the process of printing up
I think Chump Change only does like in the middle, and he only does like five or so, because anything more past that, your cooldown times by the time you get back to that first one is too long, and your prints will be messed up. So remember that. If you can't do too many of them, because by the time you go back to the first one, it'll be cooled off too much.
Yeah, you'll start seeing the layer lines really bad.
They won't be as conjoined, so like your print's not as strong. If you're going for like you're going to be holding like a GPU or something, like you want it to be as sturdy as possible.
I'll play around with it, be like, okay, you know, because like I've got a heat, because you can solve that with a heated chamber.
Right.
Some of it. And I've got a heated chamber. It's called the mining room.
Yo, he said, F me, never got the notice. Dang, man, that sucks. Click the bell one. Click it to unclick it, and then re-click it.
So many clicks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Keep that 3D printer yourself. I haven't used mine since early October. Yeah, I still have mine. I have two resin printers and then a regular FDM printer.
So, Chris, my wife pulled a fast one on me.
Oh, did she now?
Oh, yeah. So, this morning...
She stole your coffee?
Kind of.
Salty.
This morning, I woke up, I went to the coffee pot, and there was no Doge Lord coffee. And I was like, we are out of Doge Lord coffee. I was like, how could this happen? And then she...
Oh, yeah, we got out the other day, and I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, no. She walks over with a bag in the mail. We got our Doge Lord coffee subscription the very same day that we ran out of coffee.
Oh, so,
man, that's cutting it close. You need to order a little more next time.
Well, yeah, we do, but that's my advice for this video. If you don't have a Doge Lord coffee subscription, you need to get one. Otherwise, you could be like me and run out of Doge Lord coffee and not have any.
Yeah, the 2-pound bag is pretty good for about a month.
Yeah, nice. Golden Wolf, I see your pictures in DCA General. Yeah, he's using the same meter that I have, the one that has a temperature gauge on it.
Nice.
I love that meter.
I got a. I
if
have,
you like
I
have to know basic, temperatures,
I got a basic bitch.
It's like basic the, what I like. It's like the same price too. It's what I didn't like find is like what I was looking for. Him. I was like, everyone uses this one. I was like, oh, this one's kind of cool. It's like the same price, and I get to know my temperatures, and I get to know a little bit more data. I like that.
It's all about that data.
Because I'm a nerd.
Nerd!
Nerd. Oh, dude, it was so funny. So, I have my GPU Jesus shirt on, right? And my daughter's, like, body pillow. She took the pillowcase off. So, it's a fuzzy one. So, like, the pillow was covered in pink fuzz. Terrible time. So I help put it back in there, covered in like this pink fuzz. And my daughter's like, she goes, look at it. She goes, oh, look. She goes, hey, Nim's got pink fuzz all over his face. she goes, sorry, Nim. Sorry. And I was like, oh, you're funny. You're funny, kid.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was pretty funny.
Ooh, Gundy doesn't have to work tonight.
It's a lie. It's a lie. I already said it. I tried, man.
I should just fire myself and just sign off right now.
I told him he needs to go change his cup. That's only fair.
Like he said, when it's Red Cup night, he doesn't have to work.
I found a drop with
you said it.
Temp. Oh, no,
you said it.
Post the link to that.
You're talking like a politician. What?
You lied to us?
Whoa. Hey, listen, yeah. I can change
this
my mind.
This is your community. When you have the Red Cup, we know it's time to party.
I found a site to like cannons.
Like, don't lie to us.
Keep the dream alive, bro.
Like a full-on cannon tech man.
I mean, just because I have to work.
That's really cool.
Doesn't mean you guys can't party.
You know where you need to post that. And I would really love to see that because it's kind of cool. Freaking cannon.
Posting what? Where?
Freaking cannon, man.
Who?
Where? You put in the memes. That's not the place to put it.
Hello.
But I will take it. The cannon store. Oh, I took it away before I got to click on it. As soon as I was about to click on it, it went away. I was like, oh,
get it, son of a.
That's
step funny. Right up, step right up. Buy the cannon, buy me as you can.
Got it. A Model 98 Signal. Ooh, by Winchester.
Is it an 8-inch round?
98.
I need this.
Well, whatever they are, they're out of stock for the Winchester 98s. Let's see.
What caliber is that?
Ooh. 98.
Here's 98 millimeters.
Yeah,
big round, dude.
Hell yeah.
Tech Man, I remember seeing something like that too, where they were selling like 3 and 5 pound cast Patriot guns.
Hold on. I gotta screen share. Screen share ability.
You can't share pew pews.
None for you.
You can't do pew pews.
They're
bro.
Not pew pews. They're toy cannons worth $2,000.
No.
It's not a toy. It's a lie. The cake's a lie.
It's an actual cake. Talk about your WMDs in the basement. Like, come on.
Dude, there's literally a treasure box this freaking big, and the cannon is $2,699.
Right. I don't want to fucking risk it. YouTube already hates us.
They do, man. I can't believe it's almost been 3 years.
Ooh, talking about pew pews in the chat. Quit it.
Right.
Y'all are going to get us a hammer.
We got a Discord for that, you know, guys. Jeez.
Right.
Engage.
A private one.
But yeah, it has almost been 3 years.
It's very private. That.
Be 3 years this year. Man.
I know. Just go back and look at some first episodes, how short Mikkel's hair was.
Seriously, when did you get a haircut?
I don't have any hair. Let's see. It's
what does he need a haircut for?
Patriot.
Oh, there you go.
Morrow, guys. Morrow.
And late night in the mind.
For?
Late night in the mind.
A2000. This is the memory place. Mm.
The wife calls it the founding father's look.
That's a lie. I've got the hat
back in the ponytail. It's a real low ponytail. You know what I mean?
Just don't ever man bun it, please.
You know, I tried to do it just to like try to see what it's like, and I couldn't.
Yeah, no
it,
man
like,
bun.
For,
no.
I couldn't even like do it for the life of me. I can't even do it. I was like,
ponytail first, okay. You get that done, then you wrap it around your hand a few times, and then
I tried.
But you got to do it like up
and you spiral it.
I did it back here.
No. That's a ponytail.
It's the reverse.
Let's just put it into a bun, like a chick wears it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, but when you have a goatee this long and in nursing school, and you still have the freaking like bun right there. Yeah,
Nim's got a goatee that long with a ponytail.
Yeah.
But not
my hair was longer than his.
They're like the
My hair would have embarrassed you.
Man, this is like, I'm not 19.
Yeah.
19 years old. I was sitting not on my fucking ponytail when I went to go into my car.
3 years of like, no monetization. I agree, man. We even tried to reapply here recently and we didn't get the message back.
Fundraiser just landed. Ooh, welcome to the Discord, friend.
Again, you're already in there.
Bud.
I know. What's up?
You just joined the other day, dude.
Fud. Yeah.
What you joining for again?
Fud.
Why?
Maybe he has multiple accounts.
So he has more than one Fundraiser account?
Maybe he's a bot. Maybe he could be a bot farm. We don't know this. Don't know.
Like he joined on June 1st.
Oh, so there's two different Fundweisers. Definitely two different Fundweisers. One's our Fundweiser with a lowercase w, hashtag 3274. And then this new one is a hashtag 9383 with a capital W.
Oh. Verified bots don't lie. Verified bots are actually quicker than some of the scammers too sometimes.
Yeah,
well,
I've seen them try to join into a Discord with a different name, and then as soon as they get in, they change their name, but the verified bot doesn't notice that and it actually posts their original name. So you're like, yo, this person's not who they say they are.
I was right. So happy. I actually had my first scammer, my first
I am Fundweiser, big W.
Yeah, you did. You did have a doppelganger.
Snuck in.
So, what about the other?
He's like, not bot, not bot, not bot. Verified, real person.
Verifiable.
What about the other Fundweiser, big W?
I'm the OG Budweiser. What's up?
OG triple OG.
Right.
OG triple OG.
It's like little W on YouTube. Nice.
It's what we love with them too.
Creeping.
You like check.
I'm kicking
too funny. Oh, too funny. Oh my god. I'll be definitely doing my thermal plates tomorrow.
Yeah.
So my thoughts of what I'm gonna do is on the one card I've only done the thermal paste on it. So I'm gonna take the thermal pads off the modded A2000 and I'm gonna take those and put it onto the unmodded. And then the plate I'm gonna put onto the modded and see if the temperatures will be better. And while I do that, I'm going to take a micrometer to the plates and I want to see how fucking thick these are, because thermal paste, you don't shouldn't need a whole lot. It's like the world's smallest smear.
Nice.
So I'm curious to know what the thickness is. And then that will tell me if it's so too thick on the, if it's too thick.
I'm going to say 0.05.
I don't know. My
0.5, I don't remember.
Thermal paste has always been weird for me because the rules seem to change on how much you need depending on
Need much
what you're putting it on.
No, it shouldn't matter what you're putting it on. Too thick has no thermal conductivity. It becomes an insulator. All you're trying to do is smooth out the surface, because for the machining process, if you go onto a microscopic level, you can see pits and valleys in there. So both surfaces aren't touching. Even though you are putting the surfaces together, they're still not completely touching flat. I don't care what you try to do. And that's where the thermal paste comes in, is it fills in all the cracks and voids. But you don't, it's like a good spread. People are be like, oh yeah, put it on nice and thick, because then they can ensure when they put the cooler on, they don't care about how much smooshes out. They want to know that there was enough in there to begin with and filled all the voids.
This peanut butter jelly is going to be awesome.
Right, pretty much. Pretty much. Like, I judge.
That's the only way to have peanut butter and jelly.
I judge judge the cooler. Anybody
else ever had a triple decker peanut butter and jelly?
Yes, peanut butter's that freaking thick. Jelly's just as thick.
Three pieces of bread.
And it's so thick. I mean, like, you use almost a quarter jar of jelly when you do it.
I
love
just it. Use the whole jar.
Jam it up.
The whole jar.
Okay.
Jam it in there.
But I want to poll right now. Peanut butter and jelly. Is it a legit lunch?
Hey, you can do a poll on YouTube.
Yeah. Why?
Can you do polls?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't have to.
But not a straight jelly sandwich. No.
It's either a yes or no.
A peanut butter and jelly. Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly. A legit lunch. Yes or no.
If you're not using the crunchy peanut butter, you're not doing it right.
I'll disagree with you.
Doing that as well.
Crunchy has
you want to know why?
Crunchy one likes to, you know, jam into your gums, and it's not comfortable.
I don't have the problem with it, like, jamming in my nose. Your
tooth holes.
I have a couple of teeth that have, you know, it's like that. I've never had braces, so I got a couple of little gaps inside between a few of my molars.
All right, if you
don't, it feels like a fucking jackhammer, dude. Oh God, man! It's like you're sitting there with like a little wedge going tink, tink, you tink, and you're like,
is peanut butter and jelly lunch? Yes or no?
I'm voting.
Well, as long as it's not a crunchy, I'll disagree. As long as it's a peanut butter, because you got the protein.
I don't, and then you got
the jelly as your dessert.
Wait, no crunchy peanut butter for me. Not a fan.
I'm a fan of crunchy.
You're winning.
You shouldn't be eating peanut butter then.
You don't need whole peanuts. It's already got peanuts in there.
When they were doing, when Peter Pan was doing the honey at the honey peanut butter. Is it the honey roasted peanut butter? Dude, that stuff was the bomb.
Honey is dangerously delicious on your peanut butter and jelly.
You know, I one time accidentally bought
marshmallow peanut butter. Oh, that's good.
And I was so confused.
Nutella and marshmallow.
The consistency was so weird. I mean, it was good, but it was like almost like you didn't want to eat it just because it was like such a weird experience.
Yeah. Who was voting no?
No, Mikhail, you need a fluffer nutter, bro.
A fluffer nutter?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, man. Sounds scary.
I don't either.
It's that that marshmallow topping and it's peanut butter and fluff topping.
Yeah,
together
fluffer nutters. Yeah,
yeah.
Never heard of it.
We got 12 votes. 67% of everybody is saying yes.
Peanut butter and jelly is peanut butter lunch. And jelly. Dude, seriously.
Hey, man,
his cats are named peanut butter and jelly.
You know what? That's hilarious. You can make it yourself.
That's
too.
Awesome.
Peanut has one eye, but he keeps up. I love it.
I don't know.
Peanut butter and jelly and ramen diet, then you're not really living in this bear market yet.
Right? You haven't sacrificed crunchy unless you've been a ramen with egg drop inside of it, you know.
What, ramen with egg drop?
Egg drop is
that's easy. That's like delicious.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know a bear market unless you did that.
Sure. If it was a true bear market, you couldn't afford the egg.
Yeah, I mean, it's
gone, because you got to make sure that you have, you know. you can't survive on just starch.
Are you ready for bread lines and
I'm just
lines?
Saying
starch.
Nobody, I know plenty of college kids that would disagree with you.
Yeah, and there's, you see how unhealthy and thin and frail.
Nobody
said
anything about healthy. Survival. Oh,
there's survival. That's all that matters.
Your cup of noodles comes with peas and carrots.
And cancer.
Can't be a true, there's no protein.
My 470s are still making 4 cents a day.
Yeah.
Go 470s.
Killing it.
Yes.
Killing it.
You know,
Chris, later, keeper of the code, get back to work.
You might get a kick out of this, Chris. Just
someone's
going to
keep them servers running.
What was that,
right, buddy?
I just recently ordered an MRE just for giggles.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Is it like the commercial MRE or legit military MRE?
Legitimate MRE. Like came with
photos.
All the fixings. And
all the fixings. How is it? Did it come? Did you get the fucking that what is it? That warming bag?
Yeah. And it,
even the commercial ones have those.
Well, you know it's legit when it says lean on a rock or something to prep. Like that's like.
What was the meal?
It was a breakfast meal. It was the maple muffin with a hash brown and like sausage patty.
Yeah, that's not legit military. No, it's something brand fucking new.
Well, no, I mean it was stamped with Department of Defense, so I mean it was MRE.
I want to see the photos. I really do.
I need proof.
I need proof because
this is BS. I never got those.
It's like BS. Somebody fired the old cook from Vietnam and decided we're gonna get somebody brand new. Let's get Gordon Ramsay up in here to make our MREs.
Okay? I identify as a cook, and they made it happen.
delicate stuff up in there.
And I don't know what the date stamp was. Let me see.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
What's up, MC?
It's time.
Is it time for an announcement?
For a fucking announcement.
Is it time for an announcement?
I don't think any FAs. I think we need some FAs in the chat.
No, guys. MC's leading the charge. MC is leading the charge.
He is.
Oh, I see one now.
They are. I don't know.
We need more FAs. Fugweiser. With great beard comes great power.
Ooh, look at the stream of FAs.
If you FA it, it will come.
Right.
You guys ready for it? Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
Oh, my ears, such horrible language you guys speak on this channel.
Never talk about Canada and great power. Damn, Yashnik.
Fuck Canada.
I mean, what's the latest thing?
The FAs keep on coming in. I think they want another announcement.
I grew a beard in the winter.
Yeah. Nice.
To all you sexy motherfuckers, you all are rated F for fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was a little double shot.
Woo.
Is Mr.
I'm making a double shot. I need to drink some more espresso.
Oh, high speed miner. What's up? He said he's cleaning lithium batteries tonight. That sounds like a good.
That does not sound fun.
Hey, guys, if you haven't already, definitely vote.
Hey, that says MRE.
It says MRE, Asian beef strips.
Well, this is a different meal, but that's the package. I know it's back.
Unless they change the seal. That's a civilian version made to look like a military version.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah, my dad's didn't even look like that. They've been using the same ones since my dad went in.
Yeah. Like Vietnam, Iraq. They don't change the style of the bag.
No, not
because it was the same. Because it was the same bags, same stock. Yeah. They only made them all once.
Yep.
One time.
they bought enough to make it one time for the next. 100 years.
But the good news is that will last a minimum of 10 to 20 years.
Right.
If you don't eat it.
And if you store it properly, it could probably last longer.
We already ate them. I was curious. I wanted to try them out.
Yeah.
I would be too.
The civilian one's won't be as bad as the military one. I think there was like a couple of them my dad said that were tolerable.
And they're trying to push bugs on us now. Like, eat these bugs. They're really tasty.
You know who would be able to tell you if they did change the seal and if that was a legit one would be our boy Oz. Yeah. So I'd definitely post that in the team general.
Where is he at?
He's on assignment.
He's on assignment.
Yeah, he's traveling.
He's on sabbatical.
Yeah, he's still active. I'm not.
Yep.
Yeah, my grandfather, his MREs came with a.
Let me go see if I can find it.
My grandfather, his MREs came with a pack of Lucky Strikes.
That's right. And some playing cards, maybe.
No. Pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah.
Every military person had a pack of Lucky Strikes in all their MREs.
71% say the peanut butter and jelly is lunch.
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
29% of you said no. Shame on you.
You know what's not a lunch? Is the cup of soup.
Whoa.
29% of people haven't really struggled.
No, yet. That is not. That is filler for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, the ones in the cup, they definitely don't fill you up.
No, dude, you're like, you go to eat, you're like, oh, that's
you gotta go to like the oriental stores, and you gotta get like the ones in the big cups. Those ones are better.
Yeah,
if I ever get cup of noodles, I go to the oriental store.
You don't do ramen in a cup, which you do ramen in a brick, and then you put it in, you cook it, and you throw it in a bag of Doritos. I mean,
I don't know about all that,
and then you put some Louisiana hot sauce in there to chase it.
I don't know what they do they do around your weird parts, but
hey, stop talking about his weird parts, too.
It's good eating is what it is.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
Don't dog until you parts. Try it.
I don't know. We had a little bit of some extra spices and cheese into our noodles, our ramen noodles.
So I did not find my box of MREs upstairs. I think it's actually in the downstairs closet. But I did find something else, something our founding fathers would be very proud of.
Rocking.
Oh.
Yes. I need it. Just so I can, put it on. So
don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
I got to find one. This
is secretly Yankee Doodle.
With the recorder using your nose.
Right, you need a recorder.
But you gotta use your nose though.
Oh yeah, it'd be like a Robin Williams.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Tell you what, nothing like kicks off the weekend like a FA Friday.
There you go.
Thanks.
And then we'll have some mining tomorrow.
Oh, hold on. Golden Wolf needs to explain something. He's like, I'm glad I stopped that habit after high school. Which habit are we talking about?
Smoking.
All the bad ones.
Smoking. Because they're talking about smoking in the chat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I
have. I was just wondering if he was either LARPing or joining nunneries in his childhood.
LARPing for sure.
2011 was the last time I smoked an actual cigarette, and then it's been almost 5 years since I've smoked a vape, babe. Like an e-cigarette vape.
Wait, babe.
Don't believe you.
Yeah. I thought you wore that hat for Johnny Depp. You did.
I did.
Go Johnny Depp.
Right. He probably won't still get his job back.
He won't take it back.
Yeah, he said they've already
replaced him. There's going to be a female playing, you know, Jack Sparrow from now on.
Yep.
However the hell that works.
Maybe just going to kill him.
Descendant? Maybe a daughter or something? I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe his mother. That'd be a twist.
No, it's Jack Sparrow still, but he can now get pregnant. Now he can get pregnant. Fucking Disney. Fucking groomers.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No, I've always wanted a hat like this. Always. Finally got one a couple years ago.
I need to find one.
Yeah.
I like
Did you always want a powder like rifle, too?
I like a fedora.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey,
there's something about the smell of black gunpowder in the morning.
So Golden Wolf, I actually learned a interesting story about Lucky Strikes. So Lucky Strikes was actually a different company before the name change. And the name actually changed because when the original company's workers went on strike, there was an accident and like the facility actually went up in smoke. And it was the actual smoke that basically barbecued, you know, the tobacco, but it was still good enough to use. So they just decided, you know, it's not too damaged. You know, it's been cooked a little bit. Let's just go ahead and roll them out. Well, that was when they had the most success ever, was because they were cooking their tobacco. And so they changed the name to Lucky Strike because the strike was actually a stroke of luck. I learned that 2 days ago.
I got one for you. You ever hear of a cigarette manufacturer called Maverick?
Yeah, Maverick. Yes.
It's been Maverick's, a while.
Maverick's, I haven't seen cigarettes.
It lately.
They're still around. They're still around.
Are they still around? Still,
yeah, the company still exists.
Okay.
I've seen somebody with them, and I was like, oh, my Lord. Yeah, but fun fact. Do you know what their original name was?
No.
I thought even though I just said it, Harley Davidson's.
No.
They were owned by the Harley Davidson Motor Company. They were partnered with them.
Aww.
Until the Surgeon General warned of it giving cancer, and they dropped it. If you go look at a Maverick pack of cigarettes, it still carries the Harley Davidson Eagle Crest.
Interesting.
To this day. Because they partnered up on that logo.
Okay, but they just changed the name.
They kept the Eagle, but changed the name.
They split away. They were like, God forbid that we're known to give our bike riders cancer on top of killing them on a bike.
I mean, if you're gonna do it right, you know.
You're killing them both ways. You can't do that. But yeah, those were actually called Harley Davidson's way back in the day, until the Surgeon General came out with its first cancer warning. Wasn't the first one?
There's a picture of Peanut.
Yeah, that's like a Peanut's in the chat. Oh, wow. Just scored his one-eyed cat.
Look at him. He's cute.
He's very cute. And then Budweiser posted a picture of him with his really long beard. I dig it.
Can you?
Yeah,
dig
I think the beard is enough to be here. If you shaved it, however, all bets are off.
If you shaved it forever, all bets are off. Where's your kilt, bro? You need a kilt with that thing on.
That is great beard.
He needs a beard to have it on and a ponytail.
All right, ready? I don't know.
And a cannon. I need a cannon too.
Yeah, $2,800 cannon. A shoulder mounted cannon.
So we're coming up onto that 1 hour marker, guys. So,
already?
Yeah, all that fun and shenanigans. So, guys, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. I want to talk about tomorrow.
Woo, go Let's for plan. It.
So, for me, I'm starting off in the morning at 9. Cool standard time, you know, Central Standard Time.
No.
Yeah, get over it. Or 10 o'clock, you know, Eastern Standard Time. All right, so, Eastern. And then after I am done going live for Good Morning Miners, Serpent will be going live. Directly after that, we will be doing the YouTube, I want to say raid, but I have to stop saying it. Redirect. We doing redirect. which doesn't sound very like, I don't like it. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Yeah. He'll be doing the redirect.
Call it a live,
Redirect into his channel from mine. And now my question for you, Nim, is when are you going to be doing the mod? Are you going to be doing that tomorrow afternoon on your stream?
I'm really thinking about doing that.
Because if you do, I can get it set up to where I can restream or redirect into Serpent, and we'll have Serpent set up to redirect straight into you, and that way everybody can go watch you.
Yeah, I can do that
directly after me. So that's 10 o'clock Central Standard Time for me is when he goes live. So he'll be done around 11 Central Standard Time.
Yeah, I can get this out there. Yeah, I can get this prepped and everything like that.
Yeah. Sounds good. Then we can do that. And then tomorrow evening for Running After Dark, we can go over kind of the follow-up of how things have been running since kind of go over the process of how it was for you and talk about the difference in hashes that we see that night.
Because
you'll have it running for a few hours, so you'll have some data at that point.
Yeah.
And we'll know how things have been hashing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool mining fun tomorrow for sure.
Definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, smash that like button if you haven't already. We got 11 likes, 14 people watching. Subscribe, right. Join the Discord down below. And the results from our poll is peanut butter and jelly lunch, yes or no? We have a resounding yes. 71% of the vote said peanut butter and jelly does qualify as
peanut
lunch.
Butter jelly time.
Yep. Ending the vote as of now.
Yeah.
Tech Man says, have you seen the new the new Samsung Neo 8 display is phenomenal. 4K by 240 hertz. Yes.
Oh, is Yashnik gonna get a boner for this one too?
Probably.
He's gonna have two now.
I would just like to get two of the monitors, this LG monitors, so that I have matching panels. I thought
about it, but it's just it's so big, man. Like,
it's worth it.
The matching panels is sick, though. You know?
I know. And then if you got matching,
they fit really nice next to each other because they have they don't have a border on them.
Yeah, they got a real thin bezel. Oh, yeah. What's nice about it is that they make
only on the sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a little mash them together. Well, no, they make a little insert piece that you can put in between the panels and it'll make it blend. You won't even, you'll barely notice.
As long as they're like the bezel, this one's on the side.
This way you want to get, you always want to get the same ones. This way the hertz on the monitor are the same. I mean, everything just kind of matches.
I've seen the farm build out too. Yes, dude. We got cool stuff coming for the farm too. Woo. Excited.
And I can't wait until, I mean, like, I feel bad for our landlord, but I can't wait until the end of the month.
Any update on the mine? You guys definitely getting the back end or what?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Hells yeah.
Still debating if we're going to. I'm debating if we should get the front, but Nim wants to get the front too. So
have them both. Own the whole quad.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Just push that wall over.
Can I
Kool-Aid man it? Like if I can, like we gotta like be filming it.
Oh yeah.
The family line.
They have Michelle or Sherry there doing the filming so that we can both do it. Oh, just bust it
at the same time. Right. It's like quarter inch thick plywood. We're gonna hit it and just eat shit
on the floor because it's like it got in our way as we busted through, and that would be our demise.
Pull down part of the wall with us,
right? And then we trip on it, eat it right there. It's like, oh, that wasn't spectacular.
Put a new sheetrock up. We're gonna film it again.
No, we're just gonna put it on. Everything looks sick in slow motion.
We'll slow it down.
All right,
it's like it's coming through. Oh no, something's going wrong.
Undy passes a hair bolt at 12.
Get up!
Oh my gosh, he hit a 2x4.
Ricochet. Badel, that's rude. But taking the back in with no lube. Lube life matters, bro.
It does.
Ask Gundy.
It does, man. So much mattering. So much mattering. Have you ever dipped your girlfriend in a 55-gallon drum? I don't think so.
You haven't lived life.
You'll be amazed what slips and slides wear.
You'll never catch
me. Imagine having Doge Lord coffee before you did that. Oh!
Now you're caffeinated and slipping and sliding.
Are you running out of stamina to chase your girl down and give her what for when she's covered in lube life?
Get Doge Lord coffee now.
Good. You're never gonna catch her.
Or she stops and you just go flying over.
We're going to hell. The best.
I mean, we're already there, bro.
Right. Yeah, we're living it now, unfortunately.
Thanks.
Yeah, changed my mind.
Somebody out there voted for this to happen.
Oh, Lord, wasn't me. Swear to God.
Whether you did or didn't.
You're being stupid, and they did it anyway.
Well, some people say a vote for either side is a vote for the same side.
Well, you're still voting for the same side of the same aisle. I mean, like, everybody
there's a reason
focused
there's
in
only
on
a, two.
So they focused in on the puppet president when it's the same House and Senate behind them making the same bad decisions under both presidencies.
I mean, that's why
people
they won't ever let
focus
more parties
on the wrong
come out,
thing. You know, it's like Nancy Pelosi.
Seriously, they need to end the term. They need to create term limits.
No. We call those turd limits because we flush those down the toilet after so long.
You're not wrong, but beds. Either way, like you said, they're in there 40 years and we only rotate out the president every 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, Biden's saying all this stuff, and I'm like sitting there watching flashback videos of when he was like just getting elected, like during the civil rights movements, you know, and I'm like sitting there and I'm like, this guy hasn't done anything in like the last 50 years that's been relevant. And now he's.
And he looks relatively the same.
And he's sitting here saying how he's going to do all this stuff.
And in the 80s, he was like, we need to be tough on crime, zero tolerance. His kid smokes crack cocaine and fornicates with children. Don't look at that.
Nothing to see here.
It's allegedly, right? Man. Allegedly. Okay.
And come on, man. He didn't hear it's only signed to be porn. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he only landed.
These laws are good for you, not for me.
He only landed in the airport, like right by my house.
Budweiser.
You're right, Budweiser. Prime Minister Turdo.
Chinanda. Yes.
Chinanda.
Chinanda. Canada, I love it. Budweiser, yes.
Turdo.
Oh my God.
Turdo in China. China.
I love it. We're screenshotting that.
That's a good one.
I feel bad for you, Budweiser.
Next
He's
time,
just, like, taking
says
away rights.
Like, yeah, you live in China.
Yeah. The funny thing is people are listening to them. Like,
oh, that's a good one. Man.
No, China is the China is the test. China.
You're gonna have to get used to saying that. You realize that?
I know it's a little.
We got California, China, and Turdo.
Right. Oh, we already knew about Turdo.
East Coast is still the best coast.
No,
I'm gonna deny that.
No. You don't want to know why I'm gonna say no.
What?
You got Biden by you.
Yeah,
hey, we
he
can't help by who we live.
I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, I'm
man.
Just saying. I don't
know
anybody else saw.
Well,
a
you know, who,
of,
who moved to California and Texas was a bunch of Californians.
Yeah,
they're going. They want to go to Florida now. They want to be
Floridians. Florida and Texas. Yeah,
Floridians. So
yeah,
Colorado, Phoenix.
There was a picture on the interwebs today of Amber Heard and then Kamala Harris. Our vice president.
Oh yeah,
and it was like, says, look, guys, it's dipping shit, and I said, that. I like that one, dipping shit, because she poops in people's beds. Plopping turds.
And on that note, we're gonna do one
Amber Turd. That's right, Amber Turd is her name forever.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.
Oh yeah,
DCA Sats Matter.
That's right. Sats only.
Sats Matter.
Right. Sats Matter. It's just like Doge Lord's coffee. Buy the drip. Don't delay. Brew today, guys. Yo.
Hey, you get a coffee subscription, you get 10% off of each purchase. Woo.
Ooh, very nice.
Heard it here. Mic drop, guys. Check it out. Right, and right, right.
Every purchase automatically helps support the American Pit Bull Foundation. So they rescue, raise, and train pit bulls to be working service dogs for your American veterans.
Nice.
Because
they keep posting pretty puppy pictures on Instagram and Twitter. And
I know, makes look me at the
cute pit, puppies.
But I got
you can actually foster. You can foster and adopt.
I can foster.
I got four cats that would not be happy with me in that position.
If you got a puppy, it'd be different.
Yeah, no. They're very selective. You know, they're assholes with each other, let alone another species.
They'd all gang up.
They'd be like, hey guys, we're banding together, guys. I'm now your friend. Get it.
I don't like the way you bark, baby. Eat it.
If anybody has a pit bull and you got Doge Lord Coffee, I want pictures of your Doge Lord Coffee with your pit bull.
Right. Yeah, and it's never awesome. Too late to invite a furry critter into your house to be lunch one day during the apocalypse.
This wow. is not China.
I told
bro.
That to the wife when she brought that rat home.
That thing is gonna feed nothing.
Jump in my lap.
We're not China, bro. We're supposed to be civilized.
Yeah, just wait till you have eaten.
Do you see this hat?
You shall eat the bugs and be happy.
The bugs is so tasty.
And your
beyond
microplastics.
Meat.
Hey, make me happy with your microplastics in your food. Right, tell me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, either that or, you know, the FDA said we can eat mealworms, right?
At least it's solid, right?
And if the FDA says it, it must be true, right?
Hey, if they keep our food processing plants, will be eating bugs.
Yes, it will.
And with that, guys, we'll definitely see you all tomorrow. Definitely check out all the awesome action between all of your favorite YouTubers. Like, subscribe, hit the bell notification, all that good stuff here, guys. If you want to be part of the
Petey,
community,
go home, you're drunk.
Check out the Patreon links down below. Join your favorite one or join them all.
Yes.
Definitely helps us out. If you just want to be part of the community, you can also join Discord. It is a free, guys. Free. And
hey, don't poke the bear, guys.
Oh, whoa. The bear's already woke up. He's running around.
I like poking the bear.
And with that being said, guys, definitely.
I'll poke your bear.
Definitely we'll see you on the next one. Peace out. And of course,
peace out, guys.
Stay
savage. Stay savage.
Yeah.